Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
There you go. Mike Haas with the call, 816. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. How you doing, Jeff Nowak?
I'm doing good. I mean, how about those Pelicans too? It's like the New Orleans sports teams, their gift, their Christmas gift to you is they've decided to stop losing games.
And win some games and put some wins together in a row. It would be nice to see the Saints beat the Titans. That'd be, what, 4 in a row?
It would be.
And then go ahead and wrap it up in the final week against the Falcons and go into the next season with a 5-game winning streak. Tell me what was most impressive to you about Sunday.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because that might be the worst team in football right now in the New York Jets. Like, if you had to rank everyone on a ladder of how likely they are to win a game the rest of the way, the Jets might be 32 out of 32 teams. So, you know, the Saints went in as a 6.5-point favorite, and I think what impressed me about their performance was they were supposed to win that game, and they went and they won that game, and they did it in convincing fashion. They didn't let them hang around. I mean, it was 9-6 at halftime, but that game was over in the third quarter. And I think that's a good quality to have. Like, you got to be able to beat bad teams. You can't play down to your competition. Mm-hmm. I always look at the Panthers. I think they've lost their last 12 games that they've been favorites in. Mm. And, like, that's a good way to lose your fans. Every time they walk into the building, be like, we got this. They walk out unhappy. You know, every time they have some confidence, you slap them down. And so it's just a good picture of a team that's learning how to win games. You know, you scored your most points of the season. You allowed your fewest points of the season. You threw for 300 yards. You sacked the other quarterback 8 times. You know, it's just it all went the way you hoped it would. And that's what teams that want to develop into good teams have to be able to do in matchups that they are superior in.
So have we seen the last of Alvin Kamara for the season? Is he on IR or not?
He's not on IR. It's tough to say whether he comes back or not. You have to ask whether it'd be worth it to come back with a knee issue. You know, they haven't put him on IR, which would indicate, it would seem to indicate that he's still available and they could definitely use him. You know, they went out and threw the ball a ton in that game. And it wasn't about, hey, we're behind, we're trying to come back. It was about, this is our best way to move the ball. Without a lot in the run game, right? Like, you saw Taysom Hill have 12 carries. He was really effective. So we'll have to see. I actually like what I've seen from Audric Estime. I'd like to see some more from him over the final 2 weeks. They also signed Nyheim Hines on the practice squad. Wouldn't be surprised if you end up calling him up for one of these two final games.
Who is that, Jeff?
Nyheim Hines, he's a veteran running back. They signed him to the practice squad last week after Devin Neal went down. He's just a veteran player. He's been out. He was out of the NFL in 2023. He actually messed up his leg real bad in a jet ski accident in 2022. His friend ran into him And so he missed the entire 2023 season. He spent some time with the Browns last year, but didn't play in a game. And then he was with the Chargers briefly this year. So if he gets out there for any extended run, it would be a big moment for him. So wouldn't be surprised if he's an option down the stretch. But I don't know. When you're 5-10 and you have a running back that's coming back from a knee injury, how much are you going to push it? I'd be surprised.
Yeah, and I was thinking over the weekend, listening to y'all do the game, just with Estime and who's the other one? Hull? What's his name? The other running
Evan
back?
Evan Hull, yep.
Yeah, and now we're talking about Nyheim Miller-Hines, how, boy, you never would have thought these names would have come up at the end of training camp, would you? That these would be the running backs that the Saints are playing with. And it just goes to show you with injuries and attrition, you never know.
Yeah, and I mean, you could say that at wide receiver too. I mean, you're talking about Mason Tipton, Kevin Austin, Dante Pettis, right? So I think that, you know, I asked what's the most, you know, what I was impressed with. One of the things I'm impressed with is they were able to win that game and do it convincingly with a supporting cast around the quarterback that is, suffice it to say, not what you planned for, right? And you're able to get it done with backups at running back, at along the offensive line, at the receiver. So that's a good thing. That's a good sign.
Now let's take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter, 821 Traffic Now, WWL.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
826 here at WWL. I'm Tommy Tucker, joined by Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. A couple of questions, Jeff. Have you seen anything to indicate that Tyler Shuck is not the guy going into next season?
No. You said not the guy, right? Am I answering this the right way?
That's, I phrased it that way on purpose because it's like, okay, I've not seen anything to indicate that he is not the guy. To me, he checks off a lot of boxes.
Yeah, and I'm glad we've gotten to that stage of the argument where you're looking at the opposite way and not, has he done anything to show he is the guy, which
right.
is what we were talking about earlier in the season.
Right.
I mean, if you're the Saints, I don't know how you'd go into this offseason and feel like, well, you got to replace this guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if you're the Saints and you continue to scout quarterbacks and bring in guys, but I don't think, you know, you're looking at the first round, you're no longer looking at a high first round pick, and that's kind of what I said earlier in the season, is if he plays well enough to ruin your draft pick, then he played well enough to prove you don't have to bring in another quarterback, right? That's probably what was going to happen, and that is what's happened. I mean, I just think you watch him, he's getting better week in, week out. His teammates believe in him, the coaches believe in him, he's making the big throws. He's got the game-winning drives to his credit, which, you know, that's tough for young quarterbacks. You don't see a lot of quarterbacks leading game-winning drives. He did back-to-back weeks against division opponents. I just think he's kind of that steady hand that you need, right? I think he's taken a few too many sacks. That's not unusual for rookie quarterbacks. I think that's a development thing at the NFL level. Spencer Rattler took a ton of sacks his rookie season, and then he really like trimmed that number down this year. And I think you look at Spencer Rattler and you look at the jump he made from year one to year two under Kellen Moore and this coaching staff. And you kind of think, hey, well, if Tyler can do something similar and come back next year and make a set, have a second year leap, where are you? Are you in the Drake May conversation? You know, and maybe that's a little optimistic, but I think, you know, when you have that quarterback optimism, you put on the shut colored glasses and you just ride the ride. And, you know, I'm happy that the Saints were able to go into the Superdome these final two games and send the fans home happy.
Because the shuck colored glasses. I love it.
That's what I'm calling it.
Real quick, we only got a minute left. I want to talk to you about the second half of that highlight, and that's Chris Olave. Is he shown enough to prove that he is the number one guy and should get paid?
Number one is tough. I think he should get paid, right? I think you're going to pay him. It's just going to be a question of how much. And he shows that he can dominate when he gets the opportunity. And this was a big season to come back from the injuries and prove he had what it takes. So no, I think he's done more than enough to earn that contract for sure.
Thank you, Jeff. Any final thoughts?
I'm just, you know, excited. Two games left. Let's see if they can. A 5-game winning streak would feel significant if they could finish this season off.
And let me tell you something else I thought of. Looking at the schedule, you look at the Bears and you look at the Rams and you look, and we knew the Rams were good, but you look at the Patriots. Hey, they had some tough going there early on in the season.
Yeah, no question. Well, how you play at the end of the season matters, and so finishing strong is a good quality half for these teams.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. You have a Merry Christmas and a safe trip out to Tennessee. Thank you, sir. 8:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. Hearing the governor talking about the opportunity for Greenland to become part of the United States, I just think about the sales deal of what is it going to take for me to get you to be as a part of the United States? What's it going to take? What do you need? What do we have to do for this to happen?
Well, the president sure seems to think that it comes with great wealth opportunity for Greenland and national and world security. Mm-hmm. Those seem to be strong selling points. But I don't know that the folks in Greenland are that interested in changing much.
Be interesting to see how it unfolds. I also think it's interesting that they refer to being an envoy as a side hustle.
Well, the point was that he's not giving up his day job.
Right, exactly. We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk about this $30 million power plan that the city council approved, neighborhood power plan. Pretty interesting stuff. You'll find out what it's about when we return here on WWL. 8:45, quarter till 9, Christmas Eve Eve, or as it's otherwise known, Festivus. Natalie Jordy joins us now, community solar lead of Together New Orleans. Good morning, Natalie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
It is Festivus. Do you have any grievances you want to get out of the way?
Not publicly.
Okay. All right. But there are some, right?
Of course. Everybody has a few.
Absolutely. Let's talk about this project, because I think it's interesting. I saw Paul Murphy had a story on this at Channel 4, and it concerns batteries. You say it's a historic step toward protecting lives in New Orleans. Tell us what's going on, if you would, please.
Sure. So the city council has just approved a $30 million program known colloquially as the Neighborhood Power Plan. And the funds come from a settlement with Entergy. And what they're going to be used for is to help install many more batteries on buildings around New Orleans, both residential and commercial. And what that means is two things. It means that when the power goes out, like after long duration power outages, after hurricanes, or even just when we have strain on the grid, the buildings that have batteries on them can stay on and provide sometimes life-saving resources to the people in them. Right now, the organization that I work for, Together New Orleans, has built out a network of 17 or so resilience hubs on churches. But the aim of this program is to put batteries on many other different types of buildings, like nursing homes, regular homes, hardware stores, whatever might be useful to the city of New Orleans to have on when the power grid is down. Now, the second thing that's great about batteries is that when you have a large aggregation of them, thousands of them, like this program is hoping to achieve, it can actually behave like a real power plant. When the grid is stressed, the utility can suck a little bit out of each battery, and it's basically the same power equivalent as firing up a peaker plant. And what that means is that we no longer have to build as many, you know, gas-powered power plants or things like that, because we can make more use of the grid that we've already built and of the infrastructure that we've already invested in.
Do people pay for this, or does a grant fund this? How does that work, Natalie?
So the grant will provide partial funding. There's actually federal tax credits available for battery installations. In New Orleans, you can get up to 40% off of your installation from the federal government in the form of a tax credit. And we estimate that this program will provide another 40% or so of the way. There's an additional carve out for low-income families. But the goal is to make it very, very affordable for batteries to go on many types of buildings where the cost had been out of reach beforehand.
Who determines who gets them, and how do you triage that in terms of importance to the community or ability to pay? Take me through that.
Sure. So what's been approved so far is just the big picture idea of the program. Over the next few months, some implementation advisors that the city council has hired is going to figure out the kind of nuts and bolts of the program, the application process, the criteria. But once that's been developed, anybody, any organization or any person can apply to the program. And if they qualify, it'll be on a first come, first serve basis for who is able to get it. So I think most likely it'll be companies that finance the installation up front, and then they get the rebate.
Are there similar instances to this in other cities?
Yes. What's called virtual power plants, which is these aggregations of batteries, exists all over the country. I think there's 400 or so demand response to virtual power plant programs in the country. What's different about the one in New Orleans is, number one, that we have we're more susceptible to extreme weather and long-duration power outages. So on top of the grid benefits, we also kind of have the resilience benefits of this plan. And also, I think it's quite novel for a utility settlement to be used to help fund the installation of these batteries.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. If y'all have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. We're talking about Together New Orleans and these virtual power plants, if I got that right. And basically, Natalie, correct me if I'm wrong, but it installs batteries that are powered by solar panels. Stop me if I'm saying
that's
anything
right.
wrong. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, correct. You're saying it right.
And it stores energy so that when the power goes out, or if there's a strain on the grid, well, then there's energy there to keep the lights on or keep the air conditioner going or whatever, correct?
That's absolutely right. And there's also benefits on blue sky days whereby these batteries strengthen the grid and keep us from having to build it out further.
And also, you know, we joke about it, about the wheel of rodents, but it is a problem with utilities around the country where a rodent can get in and cause a problem, a major problem. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:57 now, talking to Natalie Jordy, community solar lead at Together New Orleans. Natalie, you have a story. You know, I like to do these every now and then. We'll talk about how everybody has a story. And when you were a kid growing up, you didn't plan on being the solar lead for Together New Orleans, did you?
No, I sure didn't. I've had lots of twists and turns in my life.
You really have. I'm looking at this, a cheesemonger in London.
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
No, it was great. Ate a lot of cheese.
Yeah,
I was in my early 20s.
I can imagine so. So let's talk about this plan here. Somebody texted in and said that they work with homeless people and it would be of great benefit with the shelter that they have. Can people
Agreed.
Apply to get this? Or tell me how they go about, first of all, is this as big as it's going to get? And secondly, how do they go about maybe getting on a list to have this done?
Sure. So the program isn't live yet. The only thing that's happened is that the city council approved the funding for it out of a settlement fund from an Entergy settlement. Mm-hmm. So over the next couple of months, the program will be put together by some consultants that the city council has hired, and they're going to determine what the application process is going to be. I'm sure there'll be some publicity around when it goes live, but I imagine it'll be probably, you know, spring, summertime of next year mm-hmm. when people and organizations are going to be able to apply for these the funding for these batteries.
So the first step is you have to have solar panels, correct? Or not?
Yeah, because the thing is, if you don't have solar panels on your roof, the battery runs out pretty quick, and it's not that useful in a long-duration power outage. If if you have solar panels and you pair them with batteries, you can kind of go on indefinitely.
Is this enough battery? Somebody texted in the power and air conditioner and things like that?
It depends how much battery you buy. It can be, or you can get a small amount of battery and just use it to power certain things like, you know, the internet or the fridge or the freezer or the lights or whatever. And obviously, an air conditioning is a large load.
I'm sorry. Somebody wanted to know about the size of this, and would it be enough to, like, power a cooling station like we talk about after a storm? It's hard to imagine on a day like today, but a cooling station where you could get a gym or something like that going? Recreational facility?
So this is modeled on the existing community lighthouse project that my organization Together New Orleans has stood up, which has solar and batteries on many local churches around town. There's also been an effort called Get Lit, Stay Lit to power restaurants with solar and batteries. And so this effort is an attempt to expand the program beyond just those institutions and power many other different kinds of buildings.
I wanted to have you on because people may not care on Christmas Eve, but they certainly will care if the power goes out on a hot day. Thank you, Natalie. I appreciate your time. Have a happy holiday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.